Good morning. I'm Chrissy J, and welcome to another episode of Teach Your Thoughts, the podcast, where I'm taking a couple minutes of your time as you ease into the day, whether it's work, school, or whatever it may be, as I share what's on my mind. From lessons I've learned, reflections, to the takeaways from conversations I've had, and of course, I have my cup of tea by my side. This morning, I am sipping on a new favorite way to sip my tea during these cooler mornings, tea lattes. This is a blend of turmeric, ginger, cinnamon, galangal, and cardamom. Not only does all of these ingredients provide anti-inflammatory and digestive benefits and antioxidants, but they are also great for your immune system. I can't tell you enough how delicious and comforting this blend is. Definitely worth a try. Okay, here we are, a new day, a new week, and fresh thoughts. Now, as I continue to lean into this shift of the new year, I've come to another realization. This is a time of unlearning and a lot of relearning in the most rawest form. Today, let's chat about how our bodies, our nervous system, this vessel of ours, and how it's a holding space filled with so much information and vibrating energy. Now, you may be listening to this and connect immediately with words that I say, like pain and trauma. And I'm here to tell you, you are not alone, because I too connect with it, and not too proud to yell it from the rooftops, but there is power in my truth as well as yours. And it's up to us to not avoid it, but face it with help. I want to make this disclaimer before we dive any deeper, as today's reflection may be triggering to some, as I will make light mentions of pain, trauma, and our bodies. I will not dive deep into details of these things, but it will be mentioned. So if you are not in a place to listen, it's okay. All right. Have you ever realized how intuitive our bodies really are? How unknowingly our nervous system stores energy from so many things? Many of us may be familiar with this while in high stressful situations, experiencing anxiety, or after experiencing some form of trauma. It's crazy to think about, because I've learned about this all through school, done my own research on it, and I've had countless conversations with clients, friends, and family about it. But it was not until recently, after my own experiences, after making a statement during my therapy session, that I realized I truly wasn't taking notice of how my own body, my nervous system, had been beat down from storing and storing so much and processing and sending me messages that I sometimes listened to, but most of the time ignored or categorized it as something different, something incorrect. I wasn't taking the proper notice at how my body had been absorbing certain stressors, triggers, and deep, unfaced traumas. I think of it as a waiting room. And when we avoid or become numb to those physical feelings, the pain, the trauma, and more in our waiting room, we are only causing more harm, creating a war within ourselves. But here I am now, aware, taking notice, and damn, feeling so much. All this to say that when we finally take notice of our bodies, our nervous systems, and its responses to trauma, pain, anxiety, and more, the question comes up of how do we process, heal, and release it? Well, as with everything, it will not happen overnight. And it may not be as easy as taking deep, intentional breaths or meditating it away. Depending on who you are, what you're ready for, and what's in your quote-unquote waiting room, it will take time. And it's a process you have to be ready for and ready to face. And if you are ready, I suggest starting with speaking to a licensed professional, especially if what's in your waiting room is rooted from trauma such as abuse, for example. Because that is something that's not light or should be handled alone. Meeting with my therapist has helped me to begin my processing and healing phase. If you don't have access to that, find someone you trust and can confide in and talk about what you are feeling or experiencing. Start there. I would also suggest reading. There are a plethora of books out there to help you to begin to recognize and understand what you are feeling or avoiding and what needs to be addressed and processed. A book my therapist suggested to me for more insight was The Body Keeps Score, Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma by Bessel van der Kolk. It also inspired the title of this week's episode. But this book has helped me understand so much about myself, my body, what I may be avoiding, and where my tension, my trauma, and more may be stored. It's also gave me insight on how it may be reflecting out, meaning in a physical form, such as through neck pains, stomach aches, fatigue, impulsive behavior, or lack of engagement. Now another disclaimer. This book is not a light read and may not be right for you. So do your own research as well. Find what works for you. And remember that my journey is not the same as yours. Lastly, my biggest takeaway from these suggestions would be to be gentle and compassionate with yourself during these times. Trust me. It's not easy and it takes time, but you are not alone. And this process is not linear. There is support and resources out there. But again, you have to be ready for it. This is helpful. Sending